Eric Girard, you may recognize the name. He, of course, is our finance minister. Pretty big job. But he also is our minister responsible for relations with English-speaking Quebecers and a pretty good softball player, from what I hear. Minister Girard is on the line. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let me begin with the story that's kind of dominated our airwaves here, certainly when we talk to listeners, and that is the new provisions in Bill 96 that went into effect on June 1st. And I will preface the question I'm about to ask you by saying you're not the minister of the French language. That is, of course, Jean-François Roberge, but you are the minister responsible for relations with English-speaking Quebecers. They are the ones, we are the ones, who were, I think, most put off by what happened on June 1st. We had examples, of course, with what happened if you called, for example, Montreal, looking for public services, and were told, press 2 for English, but then had a whole list of conditions you had to satisfy or attest to in good faith. I'm wondering, have you heard from English-speaking Quebecers since this happened? And if you have, what have they said to you?
Not specifically, but I've heard the initial message from the city of Montreal, and I was a little surprised that the balance between what was said in French and what was said in English was rather quite long in English, and therefore wasn't really French. But why don't you tell me what you hear?
Well, I have something better than that. When we asked the question, and this came out, we did it as a talk segment on the show. So I'm going to play you back. These are just three or four separate callers reacting to what they heard on that day. Here you go.
Yes, it bothers me. It's very bizarre. I'm not surprised. You know, I've been living here for 33 years, and every single week that I've been here, we hear about the language debate.
I am insulted. I am upset. And if we were in a position where we could pick up and leave today, we would have been gone yesterday.
Pushing all of these laws and regulations, shoving them down our throats. We're tired of it. We don't want to hear any more about it.
I could tell you, Minister, that's a sample, but there were a lot more calls basically saying the same thing.
Okay, understood. So Quebec is a great place to live. We have a responsibility to promote and protect French, and we will respect the rights of all citizens, including English-speaking Quebecers. And basically, the law that came into effect, there's a transition period, and if you were using English services before, your rights are grandfathered, so nothing has changed. And with respect to what is the most important service, healthcare, we had said all along that Bill 96 was not affecting English services in healthcare, and other people were saying that it did, and they were wrong. They are not. We've approved regional access plan that guarantees access to healthcare services in English.
With all due respect, though, and we had someone talking about this the other day, it wasn't the part of Bill 96, it was Bill 15 in and of itself that will basically make it more difficult for an English-speaking Quebecer to actually be employed within the healthcare system.
I disagree. I disagree totally. So, la loi sur la santé et services sociaux, we call this the L4S, guarantees healthcare services in English to anybody that asked for them. And in Bill 96, it was said, written, that the L4S predominates Bill 96. And the premier said it, the healthcare minister said it, the finance minister said it, the justice minister said it, and the cabinet approved the regional access plan. So people can go around and pretend that healthcare services in English are impacted, but they are not.
Okay. I feel like I certainly want you to know, Minister, that I love Quebec. I love French. I really am almost perfectly bilingual. And yet the way these new provisions make me feel, and how a lot of people's similar situations to mine are feeling, is it's not okay. It's not okay to be made to feel like that in a province that I love and I'm a part of. So we seem to agree at least that the 311 message was poorly handled. Perhaps we can agree that it's all a little bit absurd, but I would like to ask you, how could that be better handled, Minister?
Well, I think there's a transition period. The law was approved a year ago and then comes into effect on June 1st this year. And as you just said, and I would agree, Quebec is a great place to live. We all get along very well. And it's going to be that way in the future, too. So if you need access to services in English, we will provide them to you.
But I have to declare in good faith that I deserve those services now.
Well, if you were having these services before, your rights are grandfathered. So it's a non-issue.
Well, you understand, though, that some people, and this came up as well, are saying, well, for now, it's a non-issue. You just have to attest in good faith. But you yourself just said this is a transition period. I think a lot of people are wondering, okay, a transition to what? To make it more difficult? Where is the transition going to be?
No, what I'm saying that the law just came into effect on June 1st. So if a city has an unfortunate message, then they can adjust that message. And as you know, the city of Montreal was not the only one with an inadequate message.
What? So are you referring to Côte Saint-Luc's message? Did you hear that one?
Yes, I am.
And you're saying that was what?
Well, I think we all understand that we need to protect and preserve French. So
okay,
let me stop you.
Hold on.
I know tons of people in Côte Saint-Luc, and
I want to stop you for just a second.
We get along. I like them, but if Côte Saint-Luc wants to mock the French language or the bill, they're entitled to their opinion, but I don't think that's responsible.
Okay, well, I want to ask you, because you've repeated this, and I know this is what the premier says all the time, and I think, by the way, Anglos understand and believe that we need to protect and promote French. So, but the question always comes up, how does this particular action promote and protect French?
So it's called l'exemplarité de l'État. It means that French is the official language of Quebec, and the first contact should always be in French when you deal with the Quebec government. And if you need English services because you're not comfortable with French, you will get these services in English.
Okay, I understand that. And again, I think everyone agrees with that as well. No one's making the exception here. I heard the premier say today, but that seemed a bit off base that, you know, we were thinking this is a bilingual city. It's not. We acknowledge that French is the first and official language of Quebec. My question remains the same. How does forcing people on this message that Montreal had on, and I'm sure other municipalities will do the same, how does this protect and promote French? Because to me, it does neither. If you're entitled to English services, you're entitled to English services. How does that help and protect and promote French?
Okay, well, first of all, do you agree that, because the status of the French language, overall, French is doing pretty good. But there are a few areas where French is in decline, in the labor market, and in the digital space, and I'm sure you're not surprised as I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, we need to, if the Quebec government is not taking action to promote and protect French, nobody will. And so it's the sum of all our actions that are there to make sure that what makes us unique, that that the main language in Quebec is French. It's the sum of all actions. So you're saying that the message by the city of Montreal does not help French. Well, certainly the way it was conceived initially, I would agree with you. I'm sure there's a new version on now that I haven't heard of.
Yeah, there is.
There is. It's much the same, actually.
For the most part, and the banner's been removed that says you should be aware of changes in Bill 96 effective June 1st. That's gone. Look,
But the feeling lingers.
We can go back and forth on this. I will tell you that as an Anglophone, as an English-speaking Quebecer, and from the callers you heard, and as I said, that was a pretty short but very average cross-sample, I think a lot of people are offended by having to somehow prove it should always be service in French first, but if you want to get that service in English, you shouldn't have to go through a test to actually be able to access it. We're all Quebecers. We all have rights to the same services. And in this case, to do it in the language we choose. We're not sure. People don't understand why we needed to be poked in the eye to let us know that.
Okay. So, again, the law came into effect June 1st. If every Anglophone feels that way a year from now, and we recognize that it's not helpful, we'll adjust. But we need to go. Still have access to services. The law just was implemented June 1st. There will be improvement, transition. Some of what is being said is quite exaggerated. So what I'm hearing on the OQLF and the l'Office le Québécois de la langue française, their search power and all that, I think we live together very peacefully right now. Montreal is a great place to live, Quebec City, Quebec in general. And it's going to stay that way. So, I think we need to go through the transition and assess this in a responsible manner.
Okay. I mean, Minister, you are in a difficult position. There's no question. I think it's important that you hear and understand how Anglophones and Allophones and actually many Francophones, yeah, we've heard as well, are feeling about this bill and the new provisions.
And to your point about all wanting to live here together, clearly we all do. And then some people would simply say, if that's the case, why do we need to have search and seizure provisions in a bill? So there are a lot of questions still left to answer, but I appreciate, as you said, this has only been in effect for about a week and a half. I hope we'll have a chance to talk again. We very much appreciate that you gave us some time today.
Very
Thank
much.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, merci.
All right.
Merci beaucoup.